Welcome to the Masthead for January 2024, brought to you by the Siemens Church Institute, all rights reserved. My name is Don Sheets. Remember to support the Siemens Church Institute. The Masthead. In this issue, January 2024, save the date, Maritime Training Benefit Luncheon. Mark Nusselhut featured on Between the Levees podcast. SCI Port of New York and New Jersey, making a difference in 2023. Center for Mariner Advocacy Director to attend upcoming meeting in London. Center for Maritime Education assisted with new tugboat tests for the Port of Corpus Christi. Thank you to our corporate sponsors, American Commercial Barge Line, Ingram, Trinity Church, Wall Street, and ABS, Kirby, McAllister, Mediterranean Shipping Company, Moran, Tote, and Seward & Kissel. Center for Maritime Education, 2024 Maritime Training Benefit Luncheon, April 17, 2024, Houston, Texas. Save the date. Wednesday, April 17th, 11 a.m. registration, 11:30 to 1 p.m. luncheon. Join us for the Maritime Training Benefit Luncheon in Houston as we gather to celebrate excellence within the industry and to support SCI's mission-driven initiatives. For more information on this event or to participate as a sponsor, contact mtbl@siemenschurch.org or call 212-401-4072. Registration links are coming soon. The Reverend Mark Nusselhut featured on Between the Levees podcast. Season 2, Episode 103 of Between the Levees features SCI President and Executive Director, the Reverend Mark Nusselhut. Mark and host Tom Tregel discuss the history of SCI from its origins in New York Harbor in 1834 to what it has become today. Mark also shares a few stories about his time in the U.S. Navy and about his various introductions to and professional experiences with the many aspects of the American maritime industry. The episode closes with Mark's take on what's in store for the industry in the years to come. If you have access to the print copy of The Masthead, click on the podcast. SCI Port of New York and New Jersey, making a difference in 2023. Throughout 2023, the International Seafarers Center in Port Newark continued to have a significant impact on the port community, while noting a slight decline in vessel visits, which could be attributed to the ISC operating with one fewer full-time chaplain than usual for most of the year. SCI chaplains still managed to reach over 10,000 seafarers, representing an almost 4% increase over the previous year. Additionally, the ISC saw an 8.5% increase in foot traffic from the port community into the center, and seafarer transports experienced a significant surge of almost 80%. This growth is linked to increased shore leave for seafarers and the easing of pandemic restrictions imposed on seafarers and port workers. A comparison of 2023 to 2022 and the percent change. Seafarers visited 2023, 10,179, 2022, 9,801, percent change plus 3.9%. Vessels visited 1,770 in 2023, 1,862 in 2022, for percent change of minus 5%. ISC visits, seafarers, truckers, port workers, 24,307 in 2023, compared to 22,419 in 2022, an increase of 8.5%. Seafarer transports, 11,691 in 2023, 6,522 in 2022, for an increase of 79% year to year. A photograph in the print version shows SCI's chaplain team at the International Seafarer Center in Port Newark, shown assisting with Christmas at Sea. From left to right are the Reverend Dr. Bill Allport, the Reverend James Colon, and Michelle McWilliams. The Siemens Church Institute Center for Mariner Advocacy. Center for Mariner Advocacy Director to attend upcoming seafarer meetings in London. Center for Mariner Advocacy Director Phil Shifflin will be attending two meetings in London that are both focused on Mariner-related issues. During the first week in London, Phil will be attending the International Maritime Organization's Human Element, Training, and Watchkeeping Subcommittee. The subcommittee deals with the human side of shipping, the mariners. The meeting will assess the standards of training and certification of watchkeeping, STCW, and IMO model courses, ensuring that mariner training aligns with evolving requirements due to the integration of new technologies, systems, and fuels in ships. Then, in the last week of February, Phil will be attending the joint ILO-IMO Tripartite Working Group, JTWG, to identify and address seafarers' issues. The meeting of the JTWG will be focused on how to better address harassment and bullying, including sexual assault and sexual harassment, SASH, in the maritime sector, and also reviewing draft STCW standards that are focused on helping to address this issue. Center for Mariner Education. The Center for Mariner Education assisted with new tugboat tests for the Port of Corpus Christi. In 2019 and 2020, when MODA, Ingleside Energy Center, sought to expand berths for better accommodation of very large crude carriers, VLCCs, near Corpus Christi, Texas, they enlisted SCI's assistance for feasibility studies to thoroughly assess the project before implementation. Throughout this expansion, SCI's Center for Maritime Education conducted three distinct tests. The initial two evaluated dock requirements, berth rendering, dredge profiles, and tug specifications for the terminal. The third study, commissioned by the Port of Corpus Christi, analyzed navigational and operational needs for tugboats in a deeper and wider Corpus Christi ship channel to safely escort VLCCs amidst existing maritime conditions and proposed environmental changes. Given the massive and less maneuverable nature of VLCCs, it became apparent that more powerful and agile tugboats were essential. Signet Shipbuilding and Repair and Robert Allen designed the vessels and provided the Tug 53 simulator model to CME for critical testing, analyzing navigational and operational effectiveness within the channel and near berths. CME delivered its conclusions in the first quarter of 2022. On January 8, 2024, Signet and Robert Allen announced the successful delivery of these new boats to the Port of Corpus Christi. Learn more about these remarkable vessels through Robert Allen and Workboat articles. At CME, we prioritize the safety of mariners, the boats and equipment they use, and the waterways they navigate. We are honored to have played a role in ensuring the safety of these vessels and are thrilled to witness the realization of these unique tugboats. The print version of the masthead shows a simulator model showing Tug 53 simulator model guiding a VLCC in the Corpus Christi ship channel. Reminder, guidance on seafarer mental health challenges from SCI and American P&I Club. In collaboration with the American P&I Club, leveraging its expertise in maritime insurance and risk mitigation, SCI presents Addressing and Managing Seafarer Mental Health Challenges, published in November 2023. The goal of this document is to offer guidance and insights into the mental health challenges faced by even the most experienced seafarers. From the print version of the magazine, you can download the PDF version and the web version of this publication. The Lookout. Read the latest Lookout magazine. Learn more about how SCI lives up to its mission, promoting safety, dignity, and improved working conditions for mariners and seafarers. Join us in supporting mariners and seafarers. Your donations make a difference. From the SCI Archives, on this day in 1922, the Seamen's Church Institute of New Orleans opened its doors as part of a rapid nationwide expansion of missions affiliated with the Seamen's Church Institute of America. The original structure at 535 Decatur Street, which accommodated the Institute, still stands today. While SCI no longer occupies this building, SCI has reestablished its presence in New Orleans, housing the office of our Regional Center for Mariner Advocacy. At the helm is CMA Director Philip C. Shifflin, Jr., Esquire, who actively advances our mission by promoting legal aid and engaging in legislative advocacy. In this photo, in the print version, Mariners play checkers at SCI in New Orleans. From the Lookout, September 1922. The caption reads, "A corner of the reading room in the New Orleans Institute for Merchant Seamen." More SCI history? Check out SCI's online archives. We want to again thank SCI's corporate sponsors. Our sustaining sponsors, American Commercial Barge Line, Ingram Barge Company, Trinity Church Wall Street. Our supporting sponsors, American Bureau of Shipping, Kirby Corporation, McAllister Towing and Transportation Company, Incorporated, Mediterranean Shipping Company, Moran Towing Corporation, Tote Group, our in-kind sponsor, Seward and Kissel, LLP, the Siemens Church Institute. Engage in the conversation. If you receive this newsletter as a forwarded email from a friend or colleague, or regularly receive our emails and would like a complimentary subscription to our print magazines, please contact the Siemens Church Institute, 50 Broadway, 26th floor, New York, New York, 10004, or call 212-401-4072, or check out SCI at siemenschurch.org. Thanks once again for listening to the audio version of The Masthead for January 2024. All rights reserved. My name is Don Sheets. Until next month, bye-bye.